Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Cal Kunz. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGraw strikes out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 1-2. May strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Smith moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to home to get Smith. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Kunz covering, for the out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berry bunts towards the mound. Kunz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knupp hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Koontz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Koontz covering. It's a double play. May moves to third. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. Koontz takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Koontz moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Koontz scores. Andrews scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Morales applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Thomas now playing left field. Billy Conigliaro now playing center field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton strikes out. two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Hermann moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knoop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Kuntz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kuntz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kuntz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of May. Andrews reaches second base with a double. May throws the ball into Hermann, who tags Andrews trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kuntz goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales strikes out. 1 out. Aussie Blanco pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aussie Blanco now playing first base. Lee Stang now pitching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Berry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sparky Lyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyle hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Scott now playing first base. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.